Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're holding back? Like there's this wall between you and truly connecting with people? You know, that feeling when you want to share something deep, but the words just stick? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into how to create a safe space for emotional expression and connection. Because let's face it, life can get pretty intense. We're bombarded with information, expectations, and pressures from every direction. And sometimes, the last thing we want is to add more noise by trying to navigate complex emotions alone. But here is the kicker. Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's actually the foundation of genuine connection. Think about it, the most meaningful relationships are built on trust, empathy, and the freedom to be our authentic selves. So, how do we create that safe haven where we can let our guard down? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First, active listening is your superpower. When someone's sharing their feelings, put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, focus on understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, the goal isn't to fix them or offer solutions unless they ask. Sometimes people just need a safe space to vent, process, and feel heard. Second, practice empathy, not sympathy. Sympathy is about feeling sorry for someone, while empathy is about trying to understand their experience on a deeper level. Put yourself in their shoes. Imagine what it's like to walk in their world, facing the challenges they're going through. This helps us connect with others on a more meaningful level. Third, be mindful of your own emotions. Before diving into a conversation about feelings, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you feeling overwhelmed or triggered? If so, it might be helpful to take a break and come back when you're in a calmer headspace. Remember, we can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of your own emotional well-being first. Fourth, set boundaries that feel right for you. It's okay to say no to conversations that are draining or uncomfortable. You have a right to protect your energy and prioritize your mental health. Remember, it's not selfish to set healthy boundaries. It's essential for maintaining balance in our lives. Finally, lead by example. Show others what vulnerability looks like by sharing your own feelings authentically. This doesn't mean oversharing or being a constant emotional burden. It means being open and honest about your experiences, even the difficult ones. By doing so, you create a ripple effect that encourages others to do the same. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party and someone starts sharing a personal struggle. You might feel tempted to offer advice or try to solve their problem. But instead, you listen attentively, validate their feelings, and show genuine empathy. By creating that safe space for them to be vulnerable, you build trust and connection that goes beyond superficial chit-chat. Remember, building a culture of emotional safety takes time and effort. It requires us to be present, compassionate, and willing to step outside our comfort zones. But the rewards are immense deeper connections, stronger relationships, and a greater sense of belonging. So let's start today by creating safe spaces in our own lives and inspiring others to do the same. Ready to take action? Start by practicing active listening with someone close to you. Really focus on understanding their perspective, even if it differs from your own. You can also share something small about yourself that feels vulnerable but authentic. Remember, every act of vulnerability is a step towards building stronger connections and a more fulfilling life. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you enjoyed this, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. Folks, let's keep pushing each other to stay sharp, stay grounded, and light more meaningful lives. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.